This is a story about love and about family. Trisha Shattuck is transgender. Her spouse, Marsha, chose to stay with her as Trisha transitioned, changing her body and her clothes. But the transition was a challenge for Trisha's family, including her daughters. Their story is captured in a recent documentary, the making of which helped the family talk more openly with each other. IPR's Morgan Springer brings us their story.
When Trisha was young, she was called Michael and wore boys' clothes.
I think I was just, you know, a little crew-cut, freckly-faced, skinny kid, so.
As she grew up, she began wearing women's clothes in private, but she didn't tell anyone. Then in her 20s, still going by Michael and wearing women's clothing, Trisha met her future wife, Marsha. And on their second date, Trisha said to Marsha, "I have something I need to tell you."
I asked her to wait for me as I went back and put on my girl stuff, and I came out, and she didn't, you know, jump up and head to the door.
Marsha was the first person Trisha came out to, and she was pretty surprised by the information.
You know, I thought it was a little bit weird, but I also thought she was really nice and a really good person, so I thought, I guess we'll see what happens with this. And because I really thought, you know, it was like maybe a little hobby or something you did on the side. I mean, I didn't really have a clue.
Trisha and Marsha fell in love and got married. They have two daughters. There's this picture of them around that time. They're both smiling, happy. Trisha with the bushy beard and long hippie hair. But shortly after that time, Trisha got so low, suicidal even, and it became imperative that she come out. Trisha changed her body, and she changed her clothes. She and Marsha moved to northern Michigan. It was all a big adjustment for Marsha. She's attracted to men. She married a man. And now she was walking down the street holding a transgender woman's hand.
It was really hard. I was very distressed by it. I felt, I guess, embarrassed by it on the one hand, because of this public, you know, change. And also, I felt guilty because there was a part of me that just wanted to stuff Trish back in the closet and not let her be who she wanted to be.
Marsha says sometimes she was angry. She wasn't always kind to Trisha, and she has regrets about this. But she also just didn't know any better. A lot of times Marsha was really sad.
Because you feel there's a sense of loss in a way, where you feel like you're losing a person that you knew. I mean, they're still there, but you feel like you're losing who they were and what your relationship at that time was. And it just, you know, becomes, you know, can you still appreciate them as a human being and as a caring person? You know, is that possible to do?
For Trisha and Marsha, it was possible. They talked about divorce, but neither of them could go through with it. They stayed together.
Do you want to play for me?
As her daughters were growing up and figuring out who they were, their parent, Trisha, was also figuring out who she was. Transparent blouses and short tennis skirts. That's what Trisha wore for a while around their hometown in northern Michigan. And it was freeing. It made her happy. But seeing their father dressed in women's clothes made Trisha's daughters embarrassed. Trisha's daughter Sharon worked at a local outfitter store in high school.
Like, sometimes Trisha would come into the store and I would tell my boss that Trisha was my aunt. And my boss, like, totally knew that Trisha was my dad. And I, for some reason, I just, like, thought I was, like, slipping one over and, like, nobody knew.
It was around that time in 1998 that Trisha legally changed her name. She's an oil painter, and she marked the date with a painting. She called it Into the Stubble Before the Storm. Now, almost two decades later, things are a lot easier. The family is talking about things more and working out some remaining confusions. This is partially because of the recent documentary about the family that Trisha's daughter Sharon made.
Would you just prefer me to go all the way and say Trish and she and not Dad?
Well, there's the whole, I told you girls years ago that Dad was always okay. Dad doesn't really bother me, but I'd prefer feminine pronouns because then that gives me the opportunity to get off the fence.
In the documentary, From This Day Forward, there's a lot of this sort of dialogue between Trisha and Sharon. And then there's this tension in the film. For Sharon's wedding last year, there's this big debate. Would Trisha wear a dress?
In probate court, I pronounce you husband and wife, and I present to all of you John and Sharon.
Trisha says there was a moment before the wedding where she showed Marcia the dress she was hoping to wear, but she watched a cloud pass over Marcia's face. Marcia says she didn't realize it, but in that moment, Trisha chose to wear a tuxedo to the wedding instead of a dress.
I think at one point I was kind of sad about that because I felt like, well, maybe that was it was my fault, you know, that Trish didn't get to fully express herself. As Trish later said, you know, there's enough people in dresses and they look really beautiful and I don't need to compete with that. So I don't know. It's complicated.
Marcia says she and Trisha have learned each other's limits over the years. But the tux upset Trisha's daughter, Sharon.
I wanted you to wear what you wanted to wear, you know? I mean, it feels to me like you made a sacrifice at my wedding. I kind of feel like a bit sad.
Okay, well, let me tell you. When I put on the tux, and when Marcia and I were like this side by side, I felt good. It was okay. And when we were with you, that moment, you know, and the wedding, it was the happiest day of my life so far. Most days, I feel this constant question in my head, like, why? It just doesn't make any sense. And about the only thing that helps me is hormones and estrogen. It's the oddest thing.
Mostly, Trisha says she's happy. She lives a simple life in a beautiful place with the woman she loves. She puts stickers all over her windows to ward off the birds. She paints, and she plants trees in neighbors' yards. Sometimes secretly. For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.